attract the type of customers that you want. Your pricing needs to reflect the type of brand that you're building. All right, you cannot be high-end and affordable. Doesn't work.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is The Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Today on Contractor Fight TV, I'm going to talk about three main reasons that charging the going rate is killing your business. Right now, contractors all over the United States, in fact, all over the world, are asking the question, what is the going rate for you fill in the blank of their service? And guys, I'm here to tell you right now that that one question is one of the fastest ways to the financial poorhouse. If you ever want to get out of the gutter, you got to learn to stop giving a crap what the going rate is in your area. The first reason that charging the going rate is killing your business is simply your numbers are your numbers. All right, think about this. Think about your own personal income goals. Think about your own debt situation. Think about the overhead that you have in your business. Think about the production rates, how long it takes your guys to do something. Okay, these are all your numbers. So the last thing you want to be doing is asking the question, and it blows my mind. I get this question all the time. What's the going rate for painting a house? What's the going rate for installing a door? Guys, the only frickin' rate that matters is the rate that's gonna make you at least a 50% gross profit or better, deliver a great experience for your client, that's done in a safe manner, and all those other things that we've talked about a million times before here on Contractor Fight TV. So do yourself a favor, stop asking the fucking question, what's the going rate? Because the only numbers that matter, the only price that matters in you hitting the goals that you have in your business are the numbers that you need to be charging to make the profit. You might have an overhead that's half of somebody else's. You might have an overhead that's twice as somebody else's. Your guys might take twice as long to do something. It doesn't matter, okay? So stop asking what the going rate is, and I promise you, you do that, and that's the first step into making sure that you're not killing your business. You're not driving a stake into that damn thing, and then it's gonna be on a gurney needing life support in the next couple months, all right? Or a couple years, whatever the fuck it is. Most of you guys that are struggling financially are struggling because you haven't taken the damn time to truly understand what your numbers need to be. All right, the second reason that you need to stop giving a crap what the going rate is you need to charge, you need to price your work in a way that's gonna build the type of brand that you want to build. I'm here in the Broadmoor area of Colorado Springs. Super wealthy area, a lot of beautiful homes, great place to live. All right, guys, here's the thing. If your prices are too low, you are sending the wrong message. Think about first impressions here for a minute. If you have not spent money on your company identity, meaning your logo and your website, your social media and uniforms for your company and lettered up vehicles and things like that, even if you just got one truck, even if it's just you as a one-man show, if you have not invested money, then the high-end people that you all say that you want to do work for aren't going to give you the time of day because the message that you're sending is that you're not on their level, all right? So that's number one. You got to make sure your own identity, your first impression is what it needs to be. The other thing is this. Several times I've seen it where contractors will actually lose a job because they were too cheap. Because the people that live in an area here like the Broadmoor or other areas of the country, those areas that you want to be working in your neighborhood, in your town, okay, If the price is too cheap, they automatically think something must be wrong, something must be missing, they must be taking a shortcut. Listen, guys, I don't hire people that are cheap. I hire people that are expensive because I truly believe I'm going to get a better experience. I'm going to get more value for my money. So if you're looking at the going rate of what everybody's charging, you're actually hurting yourself. Here's the other thing that I found through the years. I remember years ago, there was this neighborhood outside of Chicago, my painting company we ran, did hundreds of jobs a year and all that. All right. It was hilarious when I think about it, because all the contractors and myself at one time was included in this. We were all fighting to get into that neighborhood. And what was funny is we were all cutting our prices. We were all racing to the bottom to get into the area where the people could actually most afford us. How fucking stupid is that? Okay? So guys, your pricing needs to attract the type of customers that you want. Your pricing needs to reflect the type of brand that you're building. All right, you cannot be high-end and affordable. Doesn't work. Okay, you can't be luxury and affordable. It doesn't work. What you can be is mega high value, speaking the right message, sending the right impression to people so that they trust that you are the company to work with. All right, I promise you, get this through your head. This is part of the head trash we all have. People actually want to pay top dollar for a great experience. Don't forget that. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right? And we're check to check, and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition, and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K. All right, the third reason, which is probably the most important reason that you don't want to give a shit about what the going rate is and why the going rate is killing your business, is simply this. 90% of home improvement contractors are wrong. They don't know their damn numbers. And yet we're asking each other, hey, what are you charging for this? What's the going rate for this? I can't tell you how many times I sit down with a contractor. I've done this for several years. Hundreds and hundreds of contractors. I've spoken to large groups and we've taken a poll of the audience and all this other stuff. At least 90% of the contractors that I am in touch with and talk with and hear from don't know their damn numbers. Now think about this. The average home improvement guy, small contractor, you know, running up to a half million, sometimes a million dollar business, is only making $50,000-$60,000 a year, you guys. So why would we ask other people like that, that are barely making it, what the hell they're charging? It makes no sense. So if you want to turn this shit around in your business, if you want to make more money, if you want to have the freedom that you say you want to have, if you want to build the type of company that's going to be around for a while, the last thing you need to be doing is asking other contractors who are struggling what the going rate is. All right, the going rate, like I've said before, is one of the fastest ways to keep yourself in the financial gutter.
Listen, I just shared with you a bunch of stuff on why charging the going rate is killing your business, and hopefully that was helpful to you. What I want to encourage you to do is, if you have more questions about what to charge and how to market your business and how to be a better leader and get more work and profit and make more money, all that other stuff, join our free Facebook group on Facebook. All right, go to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. It'll take you request entry into the group. There is a cover charge. It's a free group, but there's a cover charge. You got to own your crap. You got to talk about something in your character that's holding you back from success. Maybe it's laziness, procrastination. Maybe you're a wuss when it comes to talking about money. Whatever it might be, it's got to be a character thing. Don't just say, I suck at marketing. That's a result of something else. All right? So if you want more help, do that. Second thing, share this video with another contractor. And if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and do that. Appreciate you guys watching. You rock. We'll see you guys next time on Contractor Fight TV.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.